There's a bridge in our town. It ascends over dying railroad tracks. One morning, on my walk to work, I paused to urinate under this bridge. And in so doing, I had an intimation of Almighty Ra. And thus I came to erect and consecrate this temple under the bridge of the Almighty Ra, consecrated with the gold of my urine and prefab. If you must laugh, please laugh, for laughter is heart dear to the heart of Almighty Ra. Yet likewise may the impromptu priest take this opportunity to insist that as inasmuch as God is hidden, likewise his true church. And we have yet to discover a true church that does not exist underground or in lieu of ground under the bridge. And we have yet to discover a liquid more divine than piss. For to piss is to live. The walls of our temple have been decorated religiously by the youth of our cause. In hieroglyphics akin to modern English, not only are such saints as Ozzy Osbourne and Lynyrd Skynyrd well venerated, but likewise such immortals as Ricky plus Dawn equal forever in love. Not only do our youth practice their hieroglyphics here, likewise our Sunday school, which inadvertently meets late Friday and Saturday nights, come here to tryst and drink of the wine of love. Such festivities indeed warm the old man's heart of old man Ra, whom, as old as he may be, and rumor has it his origin can only be hinted at the very furthermost remote corner of infinity, is never too old to forget the love of youth and the youth of love. Many are the types and tides left by pilgrims in their passion upon Ra's overflowing shrines. Whenever I am here, I make it a point to give my one-tenth, be that only a candy wrapper or a smoldering cigarette. But me and Ra agree, I made good on my pledge for a year, when I most generously bequeathed to the Almighty Ra an empty peppermint wrapper, an empty peppermint wrapper full of Danielle's ABC gum, i.e. already been chewed. Ah, but the sweet saliva of an autistic goddess in the evaporating process, most pleasing unto Almighty Ra, verily he sucks it all up. Indeed, some have bequeathed their entire earthly fortune unto Almighty Ra, though the profane would term such garbage. And amid some such devout offering of all earthly possession, we had a hymnal once. But the leader of our Sunday school, a rather pious young man, took it home surreptitiously for further study. It was entitled Sex Stars. And though the profane insists profaning this, woe is me, that this should ever come to pass, the most divine of all unions, that of a man and a woman so profaned, when all it takes is but a flick of the switch of the mind to render Tajere Isis and Johnny Wad Osiris, and what the profane persist upon profaning is rendered thus into a hymn of praise and joy, a paean celebrating that most divine of all possible unions, that of heaven and earth. And if a profane member of this profane body of thought should care to suggest that our most humble priest, in his most humble sequestered study of such esoteric hymnology, albeit visual, assumes the perennial role of the perpetual voyeur, then all our most humble priest can do by way of divine rebuttal is to contend. Is not God the ultimate voyeur himself? A new hymnal was needed. Though we emphatically do not censor our Sunday school leader for committing such clandestine theft of esoteric texts, for verily, verily I say unto thee, is not God himself the ultimate thief? indeed. Could one hope to find a thief greater than he whom would take away that which he first gave? A new hymnal was unveiled, this one entitled Trading Post, subtitled A Guide to New and Used Cars in Murfreesboro. Yes, this too constitutes a sacred text, and to he whom would scoff yet, may I suggest turn to page 57 and witness the divine Corvette. To the temple under the bridge, sporadically I make pilgrimage, but what is true religion, if not spontaneous? And I did so this divine Saturday morning, under a sky that rained like Isis, I paid homage to a gang of gods and goddesses, only one, for there could only be one, of whom was the Almighty Ra himself, and yet, verily, this is one of the old man's senile charms. Ra is not a jealous god. Via, my hymn to Ra, my words set to the tune of Stormy Monday. I wailed in holy falsetto, my choir comprised of echoes. Imagine, if you would, Smokey Robinson with balls. Imagine, if you would, the whistle of Rafe trains. Imagine, if you would, the wail of a suckling babe. Imagine, if you would, the lament of a dying dog. Yes, the trains don't come by here anymore. It's left to us, the priest of Ra, to carry on, wail on, moan on. Yes, the profane may tell you that the trains don't run anymore because the railroad died. But then again, only the profane would seek to distinguish death from life. Some have called this train glory. We call it mama. We call it death. Though unlike the profane, we do not distinguish. Nor would we care to distinguish a priest from a derelict. Though I carry no bottle, for I'm young no more. Indeed, I am drunk. I am drunk with God. Indeed, I am mad. I am crazed with Ra. I am derelict. I want to go home. I hunger. I cry for mama. Yet praise Almighty Ra. I am not without my temple. And as I sing, I snap my fingers. Imagine it, the click, click, click of trains that died. As I sing, I twitch. Imagine baby twitching to get some tit. As I sing, I dance. Imagine it, the dance of the dog as he's put to death. I sing the hymn, sing the blues. Who's to distinguish them? As I sang, I lived. As I twitched, I died. As I danced, I lived again. And meanwhile, overhead, thousands in their chariots of chrome and steel crossed the bridge.